Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I said the other part, we want to get explained. There are people who create another religion.
Call them
characters of other behaviors. In fighting the religion or the characters or behaviors
of
full knowledge of God international ministries or of ministries out there. For this message goes in the entire world. Everywhere there is a ministry,
everywhere
a church of the holy ones gather. Understand that
there
are inside wars, internal wars.
And
if the devils have failed on them, at least they have those they sent, they enter in you secretly. Sure. If you begin to check in this congregation, and they send others, and they first appear righteous for years, they appear right, upright. We've understood you. Are we going to analyze you? Every day I see you. That's why you cannot live long in your schemes. Here you fail them immediately. But when we speak of the religion, we don't speak of the Catholics, not Protestants, not Orthodox, in the other religions.
The
time we speak of the word religion in the kingdom of God, speak of behaviors or characters of fear of God. In the born again, we have a belief. We have a religion.
They
are the behaviors of characters of fear of God. That you don't stumble on the scriptures. According to James 1, verse
26-27.
Chapter 1, verse 26.
Bwataze yiza lulimirwe, na yenga yerimba omutima gwe. Ebini yeyo teriko kuchegasa.
If any man among you seemeth to be religious and bridles not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain.
It means
religion. Watch over, speak not speak things which are prophetic. Not to do shameful things. Not to have behaviors and characters which are not right altogether.
Now,
religion in the kingdom of God, these are behaviors or characters of fear of God. It's not a group of people as the Catholics think. Because you are not explained, you of the religions, every religion you are into, they say you have your specific behaviors and characters you follow. And religion is not a belief.
In
those religions which are false, as I've spoken of them, they are out in the world. But in the ministry, in the belief of salvation, of the born again Christians, there are some who bring religions like those false behaviors, characters of not fearing God, and they don't profit anything. And the other wants to be in the skimpy clothes, and they want to be quarrelsome, who doesn't humble, who does not
submit,
who cannot be changed. They tell us they changed like a trailer truck, that we bear them, that we shall understand them. You person, Let's read verse 27. Yakobo esula esoka n'olunyiriri olw'abirimu omusanvu. James chapter 1 verse 27.
Eddiini ennongoofu eteriimukko mu maaso ga Katonda kitaffe yeeno. Okulambulanga abafuuzi ne bannamwandu mu bunaku bwabwe n'okwekuumanga obutaba na mabala ag'omu nsi.
Pure religion and undefiled before God the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. Yes. The religion of God which has not a spot.
A pure religion.
Pure religion of God.
Acts
visiting the widow, the orphans. To watch over yourself from the spots of this world. Acts not right. Now people,
the
children of God, and they come. Some come with those spots of the world. Others come, they are corruptors. Others, they are rebellious. They have those spots. If you want to get them from them,
to
put them in the religion of God, in the behavior of fear of God, and they retain the spots. In retaining them, they eventually create gradually another religion. Other behaviors of not fearing God in the midst of the ministry. And they appear fighting internal wars in the ministry inside the church. Slowly. Till the entire church ends up close, skip a clothes. Yet they become with one or two and they retain and close miniskirts. And they bared them. 2-3 years
for.
We are going to break you. He told us. The pastor bringing another gospel. Can you bear them? You bring that your funny religion, those funny behaviors.
Knowledge,
you are not going to accept
that.
We follow the religion of God. Behaviors of fear of God is what we speak of. To help the orphans, the widows, those in need. Also watch over spots of this world. The world not miniskirts here till you close them. Not close streets cuts you to close them. Not close the ankle show you close them. A year breast show. The back shows. Those are in the world. You get from them. If you don't move from them, you go. You move from here, go back to the world. We shall agree with the new member, become a new creation. But you got stunted. The stunted person.
Matoke
which stunted, you boil it no matter how much you try. We are going to power you to the pigs of outside to eat you up. We are going to give your heart, become someone, a heathen in the world.
There's
where I speak in the Corinthians. One has contentions in those worlds. That we don't believe in all churches. All churches of holy ones. If you begin to retain your behaviors, these are
Rastafarians.
A man grow hair. Yet scriptures say, hair is the honor of a woman, not of a man.
Those
behaviors, I see you entered in your ministries. Demons of Rastafarians. And they
ate
up all ministries and churches. Let's read we here.
Abakorinso ekisooka essuula ey'ekkumi n'emu n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'essatu.
First Corinthians chapter 11 verse 13.
Musale omusango nammwe mwekka nti musale omusango nammwe mwekka kisaana omukazi asabenga Katonda nga tabikkiddwako.
Judge yourselves, is it proper that a woman pray unto God and covered? Verse 14.
Obuzayona bokka tebubayigiriza ng'omusajja bw'akuza enviiri zimuswaza.
Does not even nature itself teach you that if a man has long hair, it is a shame unto him? Verse 15.
Naye omukazi bw'akuza enviiri kyekitiibwa gy'ali kubanga yaweebwa enviiri ze mu kifo ky'ekyambalo.
But if a woman has long hair, it is a glory to her, for her hair is given her for a covering. Yes. Cover on the veil. The hair is a covering to the hair. But man is not, it's not a behavior of fear of God. And the Rastafarians, those who cut the bold, funny heads, and accept them. The demons say,
you
shouldn't waste time to go. We have human demons, they're right there. They're in the ministry's inside. Human demons. Yes.
He's
a human. A half is a human and half a demon. But if you had begun to gradually be that,
you
quickly run, come into counseling.
Now about the fukecho, so you just would choke.
Who had become that you can still change when there is still time? You finish that verse. First Corinthians chapter 11, verse 16.
Na yomuntu yenna bwabanga yagala okuleta empaka, fanya tulina mpisa ngeyo.
But if any man seem to be contentious, we have no such custom, neither the churches of God.
From
behaviors of retaining bad manners, they are not here.
If
the churches of God are the holy ones, shouldn't be there those funny behaviors. That there is a religion of God.
Supposed
to watch over yourself, sports of the world. And we don't follow the world. This age, tell you, brethren, you ministries you don't know.
You
join the church of God, you don't understand. You don't know its behaviors. You want to bring your funny behaviors of the world. You bring in here. They told us to watch ourselves. Sports of the world. Ministers,
backshop,
funny behavior, immorality.
Where?
You want to bring here? And what cause bring here? To be transformed, you don't be conformed to this world. Church, how dare you copy the world and things? Look at the funny religions. Those funny behaviors. You created already. Other religions, behaviors of not fearing God,
in
the means of religion of God. Now them here in full knowledge. That's how you begin.
People
get it here. You are joking. Me, I've told you.
It's
up to where you take that. It's nowhere. It's not be possible. We prepare the way of the Lord. Has to find those who believe in the world and they believe his word. For he asked, when the Son of Man will come, will he find faith in the earth? Luke chapter 18, the verse 8. When you come, will you find faith in the earth? Come from hearing, hearing the word of God
and
do as it is. No, the religion of God is involved and avoid sports of this world.
In
Romans 12,
in
the verse 1-3,
it's,
we have to be transformed, not conformed to this world. Look how you all look like. Look at ministries, people in them. Look at women, miniskirts, uncle shawl, breast shawl, back shoes, damaged trousers.
Others,
the lips are like the prostitutes. Look what you paint on your eyes. You are like demons. Call you human demons, you refute. Look at your nails. What you attached on your nails. Look at the funny men. The plait hair. Most you look in Africa. Look at them. Demons of Rastafarians in the church. They won't play instruments. Look how they look like. Look at the balanced trouser you look at the tight 12 old men. They have beards, gray hair and the balds. They carry heads just mere pots on the heads.
They
are calabash, they carry on the heads. Let's read Romans we hear.
Abalumi esule ye 12 n'olunyiriro lusoka.
Romans chapter 12 verse 1.
Chemvude mbega yirira aboluganda olokusasira kwa Katonda okuwanga ye mibiri jamwe sadake namu entukuvu esanyusa Katonda kwe kuwereza kwa mwe okwa magezi.
I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Yes, we present all our bodies a living sacrifice. Give them to God a living sacrifice that is acceptable. When we minister with wisdom in the word, the word says what?
It
says we conduct ourselves how? But you are a minister.
Your
sacrifice offered is dead. You have spots of the world. You retain your behaviors and characters. That you are a servant of God. What religion is that you move around? What behaviors are you moving around? And those of fear of God. After you want to come on our social medias, that you choose out things of the world, that you post them there, that avoid the people who rebuke you always, who blame you, cannot correct their faults. How did you see? Our faults, if your eye cannot see. We saw faults, we told them to you. Did you tell our faults to us? Have you seen the stubbornness? Because you have a plank on the eye.
Will
be the dot, it's what you point on.
Father,
I still have a spot. But I can still see you very well. You can't even see if you have a big plaque on that
high.
And I speak it to you. They say that you two have something little on yourself. They had. They didn't see. They say they had. Have you seen them? Have you seen such? You make an alarm. We help you, that human demon. You pass through the congregation as you familiarize God. But this time you're going to face him. Got in church of his holy ones. Put in internal walls. Because you create your own beliefs, false beliefs,
in
the false religions, belief of knowledge of God, the national beliefs, our religion of behaviors of fear of God, that they put so much pressure on us. Why you come in the system when you don't want it?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's finish Romans.
Abalumi esule ye 12 n'olunyiriri olw'okubiri.
Romans chapter 12 verse 2.
Sote mufananyizibwanga ng'emirembe gino naye mukyusibwenga olw'okufuula amagezi gammwe amaggya mulyoke mugezesenga bwe biri Katonda by'ayagala ebirungi ebisanyusa ebitukuvu.
Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Yes.
Naye temufananyizibwa
mirembe. Be not conformed to this world.
Naye mukyusibwe.
But be transformed.
Usamagezi gamugafuke majja.
And your mind be renewed.
Uliyoke mumanye Katonda
kyagala. And you know what God wills and that acceptable.
Ate guyagala ate tufanane mirembe.
What be conformed to this world.
Etugana bakazi kunyirira.
Don't refuse women to look good.
Nete sikuambala mini kunyirira.
But not to clothe mini skirts, you claiming look good.
Bwana bakazi abata Katonda ba ine mpisi za baraka.
Women who fear God behaviors as they commanded them.
Na basaji abata Katonda.
Even men who fear God.
Ngabata mne mu dini ya Katonda.
And they move in the religion of God.
Mu mpisi zo kutya Katonda.
In the behavior of fear of God.
If
obviously I have not understood them,
you
know how you came from, you never knew
this,
just entered the ministry,
entered
that church,
they
don't tell you what they believe in. What is their religion? It's of fear of God. It's of behavior of fear of God. Or you just speak around the behaviors, copy them, copy out there. As I hear some called Life Church, they pick out life from the world into the church as they claim. You find old men, their thighs are outside, their clothes short, they close the short trousers, they have come to minister. That Life Church, you call it one death church.
Over dead church.
Over kanisa enfu.
Abagalo gena muguru je tuli.
Those one go to heavens, are we there?
Amateka no kwa kulizo bigo.
Terms and conditions apply.
Oyagala gena muguru.
You want to go to heaven?
Omutima gwange gonna
amateeka n'obukwakulizo
bikolera. Terms and conditions apply.
Ojja kulowooza nti ogenda tutambulira mu mpisa
ezo. You will not think you'll move in your behaviors and you reach in heaven.
Abatukuvu abaliyo bakwaniriza batya nga gwe obadde n'emize
ezo. Only ones there, how can they will come you when you had your behaviors and characters? And how can two move together except they have agreed? How
can
you move? Only ones of heaven have bad manners, behaviors which are funny. When they fought and overcome them, will God be just put you in the same place with them? You prepare for yourself hell.
For
terms and conditions you fulfill, they are of hell. Terms and conditions of hell, you sin, commit sin, you sin more.
You
be fulfilling terms and conditions of hell to enter in it. But to enter heaven, we have a belief
of
believing of Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit as their word is, and we do it without twisting meaning, subtracting, we don't add it.
And
we follow the behaviors, religion of fear of God. If not conform to this world, we finish all sports of the world.
And
thing you see out in the world, you should not bring it here. You come, we tell you things needed by the child of God.
And don't move
out, you claim your full knowledge. And you look like, would you sell in the market like that in your state? You prostitute, how can you speak on behalf of princesses? We are priests. We are kings. We are the prince in the house of the Father. You are in the way of prostitutes. You look like them. You speak on our behalf. How? Join behaviors of those ordinary people. Ordinary people are all who fall in hell. In the kingdom of in the church, it's like that. Those ordinary. The servants of sin, I mean them. Acts of sin, they all end in hell. That's their territory. We, the priests, and the kings, and the princes of heaven, we follow behaviors of heaven. And see that will be done on earth as done in heavens. If you find someone serve sin and it acts, tell them you are in the ordinary ones of the kingdom. You are not among the princes of the kingdom of God. You are an ordinary person, a servant of sin.
And
your kingdom is within hell in the fire. As the wage of your works are, except repent and change, repent, get saved, you be transformed, and don't be conformed to this world. Don't bring thoughts of the world in the house of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But as the
1 Timothy chapter 4, start from verse 10. He speaks as he says this. 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 10.
Kubanga kitubategana ne tufuba kubanga tusubira katonda omulamu omulokozi w'abantu bonna okusinga wabakkiriza.
For there are we both labor and suffer reproach because we trust in the living God who is the savior of all men, especially of those that believe. That is God. But especially is of those who believe as he wills, as behavior of fear of him are.
It's
God of all people, but especially. Why? Why especially of the believers? Times and the conditions are once. They apply to be followed. Enter in heaven. Who is all your God, all of you, but mostly of the believers. Let's read the next verse.
1 Timothy
chapter 4 verse 11. These things command and teach. I'm not going just to teach them. Just to preach. Yeah. This is to command and to teach them. As I teach them, I have commanded them. You come here with your behaviors. You retain them. You will see. We shall chase you. You want to corrupt all these people? If in the entire world, waiting for this truth, then you kill them? They are those who get aligned if you do not want. These have been commanded, they can no more be changed. You can't retain wickedness. We are to chase you.
Before we chase you, we shall first send angels
to chase you when no one is pursuing you. The generation is corrupted. We create a new generation. You want to base up the new generation? You that worm in that head of yours.
We
need to curse it. How dare you hinder children born to enter heaven when you corrupt this generation?
not
been planted by ourselves.
We've
not been planted much by ourselves. But for the children, there are children getting born.
This
generation we don't get. That be there, they're going to get more devastated. If you are gotten corrupted, the head is rotten. Now, how about the child born? If they don't find this new generation, you think how will they be saved? When yourself, in your generation, in this time, your heart to be aligned because of corrupt generation. Now how be younger? You know you. You know there are children who curse their parents.
But
before they come curse us, not put there in a good generation, we are going to take away you who wants to corrupt it. You. Let's finish here. First Timothy chapter 4 verse 12.
Omuntu yenna takunyomanga lwa buvubuka bwo. Naye beeranga kyakulabirako eri abo abakkiriza mu kwogeranga, mu kutambulanga, mu kwagalanga, mu kukkirizanga, mu kubanga omulongoofu.
Let no man despise your youth, but be an example of the believers in words, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Yes. Most of all, we stood with youth. Expect that you are of years in the flesh. Let me first laugh at you. I'm going to press you in both your years.
You
begin to act funny here if you think it's a shrine. You know, among you speak,
that
young boy apostle, you see it. Why did you not begin this in your years? You think the years are what understands? You be out there. Old age is wisdom when you grew with it. But if you didn't grow with it, God had called you to give wisdom in the word in this old age.
And
some of you are hardened because of years. But we shall squeeze that head.
And
you don't grow gray hair in vain, but they hold some honor on it. For gray hair is honor, but three things you do, that you're ministering. You must be an example.
Now,
I've shown you an example.
And
I don't want you to go conduct yourself in another way. Show the world me who show you both your behaviors. In the time you spent here, have you seen me act like you do? You must be an example.
You
see, been an example in these issues. In faith.
When we teach you, believe
you do immediate. For you are an example in the worldwide call.
Therefore,
find you don't. Not an example in faith. Come from hearing the word of God. You must be an example. In what? And you speak within the word. You have to appear everywhere. Appear in the word ministering.
We
find you all lazing around. We write, you don't write.
The
area
will
make nation disciples.
Disciples,
they have where they write that they can teach others. For you say, this is what you see, right, and send them to the seven churches. You send them how the seven church when you don't write them. What faithful servant we commit to these words. Cannot teach others again.
You're
still in full knowledge. Understood things of full knowledge all these years. Even a young child understands them.
See,
you've created a funny religion here. We cannot believe in it. We have a religion of fear of God. Behaviors of fear of God. He tells you in words, in conduct.
Don't
separate yourself. You lift yourself. What is there you see that I've shown that to you here? I relate with every person. On all levels, you are bare seated. You, what are you here? This ministry is here for fathers or grandfather, or your father and mother. Is it uncle or auntie? Don't you see? Is it yours? You are even joking. We've been told in love,
you found what?
Here we will come to you in all goodness. You separate yourself. You know that person, I don't love him. Those are your things. That one person you draw close to yourself, you want to corrupt them. You know those people, I don't relate much with them. I have no friendship with them. You. Have you seen when you came, I said, I don't love you much?
Those you draw close, the weak.
You want to corrupt. You draw close. The weak, the simple. Yes. We there find you. You tell us the ministry is your grandfather. Or it's your father and mother. Or it's for your elder. Or your uncle and auntie. Or yours. You understand the worldwide ministry.
It's
awaited by nations. You joke so much.
How can you joke
on lives of nations? In love, in the spirit, you are in the flesh. You keep shifting. You are in the spirit. One week you are clothing well. You are in the spirit. The second week, your minister coming. You come. You. If you see me changing, if it's patching the shirt, the shirt, it has to be patching the shirt. You patch the shirt. You tuck it in. I've not seen shirts that this one you can't tuck in that shirt. Have you seen shirts attached on that you can't tuck in this type of shirt? You are basking in the world. This is called a throw on. Not a shirt. Is that not a blouse? It's called a throw on. Why did you not just throw it on and you just came, all of you? Why did you enter a hand in it to
close?
Throw on, you just throw and you walk. You speak foolish words. When you hear what throw on, does it mean tekako? Sulako is not tekako.
Not put on.
You don't put on. Throw on. Sulako. Where suleko?
Sulako
go on and you walk. We see how the clothes will remain on you. You are in spirit, you move out, you go back. At times you believe, it's where you mess up. At times you believe what you preach else or you thought. Some wires maybe are not on. You have wires which are not on. In purity. You are on, else you are not pure. Let's read verse 14.
Timoteo ekisooka isuula eyokuna n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'essatu.
1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 13.
Okutuusa lwe ndijja, nyiikiranga mu kusoma n'okubuuliriranga n'okuyigirizanga.
Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine.
Olina okubeerayo mu kusoma.
Must be there in reading. As we read the Bible, you are sleeping.
We
are writing, you don't write. Then anyone would read what they have not written. You have to repeat reading them. You have to exhort, to comfort others. Just say those who pass through them pass their experience, it does not concern me. Have you found that we do like that? In the gospel preach, they tell you stand today that I went this place. Where did you go? It's time of the Lord. He were unto you. Those you moved by ended. For shadow ministry is no more there. We entered the real ministry. You bring that your games. You want to hinder others to get saved. But they have found here 5 years here. It's you don't change. Those who come in months, they have gotten aligned. You are there a stumbling block. But you
have
tied in a stone to cast in the lake of fire, caused stumbling of the young. Verse
14.
1 Timothy chapter 4, verse
14.
Neglect not the gift that is in you, which was given you through prophecy, with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. As you have gifts,
we call it
evangelist. There's no way you are in the gospel. We are going to take the gift from you. We are going to freeze it. You are what prophet don't give prophecy. You are what seer who don't see. You are what apostle don't fulfill a prophecy. You are what pastor here.
You want to cause
people come that people just given apostle and it's a name. Who tells it's a name? It's not a name. It's gift in the calling. It has works to do.
Your
pastor who is useless here. It's not going to work. You know what gifts? You got taunted. You've been rotten.
Rotten
a religion of no minding gifts. You have just like names moving up and down with them. Apostle, pastor. Will you pastor so? Yes. You have no use.
You
have to stop. This one has no gift. They are just hanging here. They have no calling upon them. Don't have any work here, but
they
will get aligned. If not, we move out them out.
First
Timothy chapter 4, verse
15.
Meditate upon these things. Give yourself wholly to them, that your progress may appear to all.
Yes.
You have to appear, all understand you are a minister.
Behavior
of, you have, God have to be in them.
They
help you progress.
Let's,
they do wrong things. We can't send you to this person. We can't recommend you to this person. For you keep changing in behavior.
Though
you are humble, that's where you're proud.
Banna.
What kind of religion is that you create here?
It's
impossible. That when you pray how many prayers? I move from the world, it's impossible. I still have to be there until God was pleased that I will check from the world.
And
you become an apostle. You, what answer you?
The
God, you joined on to fight me. You think they did see me while in the womb? When I was born, were they not seeing me? When I grew up, they didn't see me?
Think
when you will connive, stop this issue? It's impossible.
Knowledge of God International Ministries.
Knowledge of God International Ministries.
Spearheading God is worldwide.
Africa, Uganda.
And
we have to watch over ourselves. If you want to watch over yourself, you get out of us. You have to watch over yourself, behave in fear of God. You keep the gospel as we've given it to you.
But
it involves you're saving yourself and those who hear. First Timothy chapter 4 verse
16.
Take heed unto yourself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this you shall both save yourself and them that hear you. Take heed yourself as a minister in the world. Not find you in every place of the world. Even in all acts of the world. Expect tomorrow.
I've
watched over myself for the gospel. And you've kept the gospel. Appearing in every place of the world. Places with shame. And you appear there. Not keep yourself, neither thoughts of the gospel. Save yourself and to save those who hear you. But those, we shall keep speak of them. But I told you that these ones, they are children with spots. Those with spots, filled of wrinkles. Others have hatred, they came with it here. They don't believe to take them off. Others have blasphemies. They came knowing it. They are called immoral person. But when change come from that, they retain those spots.
No,
when you enter the Church of Christ, he died for.
Have
washed with water in the word, and you get clean. And you lose those spots.
Still
have those spots you came with from the world. You became a child in the house of God. But you have an attachment. We want children of God. Those led by the Holy Spirit alone. Those alone we seek for.
There is
thousands of types of children
who
entered the house of God. We shall wash the loose all the things. They totally become sons of God. Children of light. Children of acts of righteousness. Children led by the Holy Spirit.
In
the thousands of types of children entered the Church of God. Out of those we want children of God, those led by the Holy Spirit. The rest led by their sports, their behaviors and
parts.
All those we have to transform, remove that from them.
But
if you don't remove it, they are ones which wage wars, internal wars, in the ministries. Or in Church of the Holy Ones. And
their
internal wars. Children with pride. When you live it among the congregation.
So we
want to see briefly, because of time. Those who create those false beliefs in the false religions of not fearing God. They are children who came from the world and they entered the ministry or the church. When they have spots, they have wrinkles and they have blasphemies, and they came retained them and refused to be made into new creations. These are going to mess up the entire house of God. That's why in Ephesians it says, Ephesians chapter 5, Verse 25 to 27. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25.
Abasajja mwagalenga bakazi bammwe. Eranga Kristo byayagala kanisa ne yewayo kulwayo.
Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it.
Abiri mukaga.
Verse 26.
Alioka jitukuze ngamaze kugirongosa na ngamaze kugirongosa n'okuginaza n'amazi mu kigambo.
That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word.
Abiri musango.
Verse 27.
Alioka gerekereye nyine ekanisa yekitibwa. Gaterina bala ne wankubadde olufunyiro ne wankubadde chonna ekifanana nga bino na yebere ntukuvu iteriko bulema.
That he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Yes. Call us with spot, others with spots, others with wrinkles, others with blemish. They know that you are an immoral person. Someone finds you here and they ask, you immoral person, you stopped immorality? My God says, as they see you still in that, those things are dangerous.
When
we brought every time we get the washing of water through the word, we got no things like those. But when we retain them,
he
said us to become children, those corrupting others. And we have here those who have been like that.
But I'm sure
a twinkle in an eye, you will no more be here. It means I twinkled, you've moved away now. No more counted on this. I have cancelled you. And you are going to see different problems. And they don't reach on us, but on only you. Retaining. We know those who retained. Even God knows them beyond us. Never speak of those who come to be changed. Speaks people is built on the ministry God started.
Move
through people secretly corrupting others slowly.
Out
there seated as I preach, that I've not believed it. Even others hear that. Now look. May God meet you with an iron hand. In Isaiah 1 verse
4,
speaks of those children like this. Isaiah chapter 1 verse 4. Isaiah chapter 1 verse 4.
Wowe egwange lirine bibi. Abantu abazitoweredde obutali butuukirivu. Ezadde ly'abakola obubi. Abaana aboonoona. Balese Mukama. Banyumye mutukuvu wa Isirayiri. Basenguse bazze nyuma.
All sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a descendant of evildoers, children that are corruptors. They have forsaken the Lord. They have provoked the Holy One of Israel unto anger. They have turned away backwards. He is already angered. When God gets angered, you know what he does next. He got her it says, whatever dies, let him die. What is taken away, let it be taken away. Those remaining, let each
depart.
That go to first love, let it go back. They are those corrupting the congregation. They are in there. That third portion we need to see the day tomorrow. That week we shall spend it when we are here. After we shall go rest for 1 week. But tomorrow we have to finish this third part. For the first part, we saw the great false belief and if false belief, the ministry of the belief of the ministry moving on, or the church moving on. The second part, we saw them create their false religions. Behavior of not fearing God. In the midst of behavior of fear of God, those followed in that ministry or in that church. These, the third part, the children who came from the world with sports, and they entered the church. They have spots and wrinkles in the blemish, and they retained them. There are many. Some are called fatherless children. When they reach, they don't believe you be God. They remain independent. We reveal them to ourselves. It's us with knowledge. They cannot say that God sent us apostle. No, they are fatherless. They don't allow begotten the gospel. I've said the gospel. You preach, they began it from you, and they begin to claim it.